Welcome to Conversations at Coast Access Radio, and I have two very special guests with me today. I have the manager of Naumanu Nature Reserve, Anna McKenzie. How are you?
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And then our lovely other special guest we have is Sherilyn Fraser. And you are from Sherilyn Fraser Agency as a real estate agent.
That is correct.
The beautiful pink signs, the lovely long ones. Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
So we're talking today about share the love of nature.
Absolutely.
What on earth is this? It sounds gorgeous, whatever it is.
It is gorgeous. It is. And it's our third gorgeous year of doing it. So it's a summer campaign that we run and it's all focused around sharing the love of nature at Naumanu Nature Reserve. So it's focused really on raising funds to give family entry vouchers and annual memberships to local whānau who often probably need it more because of what they're going through at the moment. So we sponsor or we work with some trusted local charity partners and we raise money through the community to turn those donations into family entry passes so that those people can come to the reserve who may not otherwise have access to it.
That sometimes is what you need, is just that little bit of a helping hand. And with Naumanu, I know it's such a lovely place to go and it's so important. It's kind of a bit of a healing place. So you're around nature, you're around all the birds, and I know that it's a very lovely, calm, joyous place to be, Naumanu.
So restorative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somewhere you can connect with each other as well. And with the nahere, the birds, as you say, the manu. Yeah. And have a laugh. Feed the ducks. You know, it's just restful. So, yeah, it's great for healing.
Yeah. And beautiful forest there. Beautiful trees.
Absolutely. Some of our trees are over 400 years old.
Oh,
so
my goodness. Makes me feel very young. 400 years old. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, come and connect and feel calm. And often it's families that are coming to reconnect with each other and build new memories. So really special for the whole community. And as you say, you know, while our prices aren't that high, you know, we do acknowledge we'd love to have free entry if we could. But obviously we need to keep making money to do the conservation work we do.
Absolutely.
But we try and keep it as low as possible, but we still know it's inaccessible for some. Yeah.
And have you had feedback over the last, so this is the third year, have you had feedback over the last couple of years of people who've been gifted these passes to come through?
Yeah, absolutely. We always have a little event with the teams from the charities and talk about what it means to them and what it means to their families. And the feedback is really amazing because often we're working with charities who work with young people or families. And they talk about how important it is for them to come together, usually going through a difficult time. So coming together is really important and finding a different space to do that can really mean a lot. So, yeah, absolutely.
So why nature then? What does nature do to families and to people?
It's all about well-being really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, restoring emotionally, socially, mentally, just slowing down really, I think. I mean, we're lucky we get to work there every day.
Yeah, you may not realise it.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. If we need to reset, we do a bushwalk.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. If you need a great idea to come to your mind, just do a quick loop round the bush, come back, and usually you've solved the issue. So, yeah, I think it's about well-being. Yeah, it's connecting with each other and connecting with nature. And connecting with nature has been the kaupapa, or central part of the kaupapa at Naumanu since the very beginning. So we're coming up 52 years since the trust deed was created. And right back then, it was connecting people with nature.
I have to share a tiny little story of myself today with you. I thought I'd left on YouTube or Spotify or something because like a meditation track or something, which is often I put on if just try and calm me down and go to sleep or what have you. And I thought, oh, I've left it on. Where is it? It was outside. It was in my garden. It was birds chirping and having a wonderful time and tuis flitting around. And I instantly felt that calmness. So you must get that when you walk in the door with all these birds there.
It is a beautiful place to come, especially if you ride your bike on the way. It's just such a beautiful entryway along Narara Road. And have you ever fed the eels, the tuna?
I haven't.
Oh, you can't. It's so much fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. People get terrified of them, but they are very vital to the environment.
Absolutely. And we've been doing eel feeding for decades. So come and feed the eels.
Absolutely. And so the connection then with Namanu and having a fabulous sponsor in Sherilyn Fraser Agency. Sherilyn, can I ask you, why have you chosen to sponsor this particular program?
So our family visit there often, and we've stayed a couple of times in the hut there, which was just an awesome experience. If you haven't done that, I'd highly recommend it. So we love just going around and, as you say, wandering around the bush walks, taking time to relax and just admire everything around you and listen. And, yeah, it's just a great place.
And do you find that, because you are very busy, real estate is stressful and it's busy, and do you find when you go there that you, I guess, have an experience of your body slowing down and calming down?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So just slowly walking around the tracks, the kids love to get food and feed the ducks, and you can go and we went and had an experience with the kia and birds flying around and landing on us. It was, yeah, that's a great place.
So your family visits quite often. So this is some way for you in sponsoring Namanu of giving back to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So really grateful to be in a position where we can help to support other families to have that experience. As you say, not every family is in a position to be able to take, especially a big family, through a place like that. Some of the charities that are being partnered with are charities that have helped me and my family when I was younger and not in a position to go to these places. So, yeah, it's really great to be able to be in a position to help other people do that.
And how does your agency actually help? What's the actual logistics of it?
So there's the opportunity for people who visit to donate, and we are matching that dollar for dollar. So
wow.
We get to double whatever's generated.
That's really cool. That is brilliant. So it goes twice as far.
Yeah, exactly.
Magic, isn't it?
It is magic. So how does it all work? You're matching dollar for dollar, and then what does that translate to?
Yeah, great question. So I'll talk about how you can make a donation to start with, if that's all good.
That's good. That's perfect.
So there's two main ways to make a donation. One is online. So if you go to our website, www.namanu.org.nz, so N-G-A-M-A-N-U, you can go to make a donation, and there's a specific Share the Love of Nature donation page. And you can also learn more about the campaign there and more about the charities that are collaborating on this with us. Or you can come into the visitor centre, come into the reserve itself, and make a donation over the counter. So we then count up all of those donations, and we do it quite regularly, actually, because we're quite keen to see how it's going. So about once a week I count up all the donations that have been made, and then for every dollar that's donated, Sherilyn is going to match that. So it goes twice as far.
Mm.
What we've collected from the community with their generosity plus Sherilyn's generosity comes together, and then we turn that into family entry vouchers, or just adult entry vouchers, depending on what the charity is, but usually family entry vouchers, and also in the right cases where it's the right thing, an annual membership, so that some families can come as many times as they like for a 12-month period. So that's really going to make a difference to how they're feeling together as a family. So, I guess the community generosity is multiplied by two, which is wonderful.
Thanks, Sherilyn.
It is amazing. So if you can't get there yourself to donate, you can certainly do it online.
Absolutely. Very easy to do online.
The charities that you then work with regards to the vouchers and the memberships, who are they? And tell us a bit about them.
Yeah, absolutely. So we figure we don't know how to get to the right people to receive these vouchers. You know, there are organisations out in Kapiti who already work closely with the families that really would benefit most from receiving these vouchers. So every year we make connections with local charities Within Kapiti, ideally, or the Wellington region. We want to keep it as local as possible. And we connect with them and we talk a little bit about what they do. And then we ask them, would it be helpful to your clients or the people you're working with to get vouchers to come to Ngā Manu? And we figure out who it's going to work best for and how many that they could reasonably give out in a 12-month period. So this year we've got more charity partners than ever before. So every other year we've had two, but this year we've got four, and that's due to Sherilyn's generosity. So we can make the donations go even further.
Wow.
So we've got four this year. So we've got Birthright Kapiti. So it's the second time we've partnered with them. They support one parent families and caregivers. We've got grandparents raising grandchildren, so that can be either grandparents or kin carers raising grandchildren full time. We've got Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is a youth mentoring organisation. They mentor tamariki and rangatahi through positive role models. And then we've got Loss and Grief Centre Kapiti, supporting people who are going through grief, which is quite a major life transition. So those are the four we're working with this year, and, you know, they're all really happy to be a part of the program.
We're going to try and get those charities in, actually, and have a chat to them as well about what this means to them and that whole process, because four amazing charities there, I can see why you've picked them, and it's great that you've been able to double. You're doubling on, yeah. You're doubling down.
We are doubling.
You're doubling
down
on the donations, then you're doubling on the charities,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
is fantastic.
It's lovely actually working so closely with these kind of local charities.
Yeah.
They do such awesome work in the community, and they work so hard.
You chose these charities because they have been in Kapiti for a while. They're very much cemented within the Kapiti region.
Yeah. We did work with Sherilyn about, you know, which ones felt close to her heart too.
Yeah.
So for me, Birthright was one that I wanted to see on the list. So I have a vivid memory as a child of going to a Christmas party that was organised through Birthright, and I still remember it now. So they have had an influence on my life, and I think they're a great organisation. I've done some volunteer work for them in the past. So it was really great to pull them into the mix.
They are wonderful. I've spoken to Birthright many times, and they do just a beautiful job. And they do it with such dignity as well. They have such respect for people. I mean, it's a hard gig, isn't it? Mm. A one-parent family. And that is, it's like a luxury having some sort of a membership or being able to go to Ngā Manu or anywhere really. So amazing. I can see why you've certainly picked them.
Grandparents raising grandchildren, we were talking about this last week. How hard would that be?
Oh, that would be tricky.
You know, like, yeah, you've already raised your own children, you've got to a different stage of life, and then for usually not a great reason, you know, maybe the parents are no longer here, or there's a really difficult situation happening, you find yourself caring for, in some cases, not even your own grandchildren.
So really?
Some of these grandparents raising grandchildren are raising other people's grandchildren.
Gee.
And that would be tough. You're in a different zone financially, you're in a different zone health-wise, and you've got this huge responsibility, and things have changed a lot since you were a parent, probably. So being able to connect at Ngā Manu would really make a difference, I'm sure, to those people, because the kids can just run around and have a good time, and the grandparents can just be there for that experience, which is wonderful.
Well, that's it. I mean, your heart bleeds a bit because you're thinking about the children. For a child to be able to have that freedom to connect with nature and feel supported in that way, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. So Big Brothers, Big Sisters, so they're a youth mentoring charity. So they mentor tamariki and rangatahi through positive role models. Isn't that lovely?
That's really nice.
And it's got a really long history. It was actually started in New York,
okay,
in 1904.
Jeepers.
I know, long time ago.
So wow.
A young clerk in the courts saw a growing number of troubled boys to start with coming through the court system and thought there's something that needs to be done about this. So he started up a charity, mostly focused on boys. And then at the same time, ladies of charity were doing a similar thing for girls.
Okay.
And then they obviously joined forces, became an international organisation. And in New Zealand in 1996, it started to be a thing here. So there's lots of different mentoring methods that they use, community-based and school-based, for different age groups. And I'm just looking at this thinking, you know, my kids are in one of those age brackets, and sometimes they just, you know, like even they need someone else to talk to. Sometimes you just need someone other than your parents to talk to
about
what's going on with you. So what a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And then you've got the Loss and Grief Centre in Kapiti as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, supporting people going through loss and grief. I mean, everyone goes through it at some stage, don't they? Mm-hmm. And it can be extremely hard. So that was started here in Kapiti by Andrew Malcolm. He's at the Kapiti Coast Funeral Home, and he just saw a need for that community support when people go through loss. So lots of different things they offer all through trained volunteers. So you can do an 8-week support program. There's counselling as well offered, and just, you know, someone to listen to and talk to you about what you're going through.
And I think with that charity, I can see why you've put that on the list, because when you lose someone in your life, financially things can change, and also you can be all of a sudden, there's a very big hole that you have to fill, and just to be able to go somewhere nice and safe and within nature is a very healing thing to do. So I can see why you picked that.
Yeah. I think a lot of these charities provide that kind of advocacy and financial direction and planning and support, so really important. I think we focused on local charities. It was really important with deep roots in the community. You know, are they working with families, navigating challenges, that sort of thing, and who would benefit most? So that's kind of why we selected these four. And every year we look again and go back out. So, you know, if anyone's got any great ideas about, you know, some community charities that would really work next year, we'd love to hear them. Just write to us, go to our website and do a little inquiry, and we'd love to hear from you about which ones you would suggest for next year. But I think all of these groups fit that criteria.
Can I ask then how much you've made so far? What's our progress money-wise?
We're around the $4,000 mark, actually. So we're heading very quickly up towards our... We're hoping to make more than that.
Okay.
We're hoping to get well up into 6-7 territory.
Sherilyn's having a heart attack.
Well, the team, I've got a shout out to the team actually at Nāmanu. So they are doing a fantastic job of telling every single visitor about this. So there's no pressure whatsoever, but we tell everyone about why we're doing this, the difference they can make, and even a small donation, even just a dollar or two, can make a really big difference.
All adds up.
It all adds up. And some people in the community have been incredibly generous. So we'd just like to thank them as well.
So this is going to be open until the end of March. So it's about middle to late February now, and it'll be going towards the end of March. So we've still got around about 5-6 weeks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And the best of summer is yet to come.
Yes, yes. Summer's decided to arrive.
I hope so.
So good time to be going to Nāmanu to check out everything and make a donation, of course. Actually, let's tell the peeps how they can do that. What can people do?
So come and visit us at the reserve, if you'd like. Come into the visitor centre and meet one of our wonderful volunteers or staff members on the counter, and they'll talk you through the program, and you can make a donation over the counter, cash or card, or you can do it online. So go to our brand new website, www.namanu.org.nz. That's NGAMANU. And you can go to the make a donation section, and under there you'll see share the love. So just pop your credit card details in, and it'll all happen instantly over line. And we'll count those all up, and then gift those wonderful vouchers out to those charities.
You can also nominate a family as well.
You can nominate a family. I almost forgot that. Yeah, so there's a little competition going. So you can go online to the same website and you can nominate a family who would really benefit from winning an annual pass, so an annual membership.
Ooh, nice.
Become a friend of Nāmanu. So there's lots of different benefits to being a friend of Nāmanu, but the biggest one is you can come to Nāmanu any day of the year except for Christmas Day, and you can come as many times as you like.
That's pretty good.
You get a few other benefits like discounts, and also you get first access to certain events that often sell out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's worth becoming a member. It's actually only $100 per annum for a family membership at Ngā Manu. And
that's
you can come
chips.
As many times as you like. It's really, really good value. And that's another way that we try and keep Ngā Manu accessible.
Yes.
By making sure that those membership prices are really, really affordable. I mean, for a student or someone with a gold card, it's only $50 for the whole year.
Yeah. Mm. That's really accessible for everyone. That's cheaper than a gym membership.
Oh, way
so
cheaper.
You can just go for a nice walk in nature.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And support you guys and all the amazing things that you're doing there.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got a little line here. If you love nature, this is a beautiful way to share that love with people too. That's beautiful. Who wrote that?
Someone very clever.
Oh. The big takeaway from today is that we have amazing people in Kapiti supporting the community. Cheryl and Fraser, thank you so much for coming in. But thank you so much for supporting Ngā Manu and in turn supporting these four other charities and making a change in people's lives.
Thank you. We are just really proud to support Ngā Manu and helping to support these local charities that are all family focused. We just really love supporting the community.
Conversations on Coast Access Radio is sponsored by Cheryl and Fraser Agency. We live local, play local, and know the local markets. List with Cheryl and Fraser Agency today. Visit sfagency.nz. This episode was made with support from Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air. You can listen back to this and other episodes online at accessmedia.nz, on Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify.